We're just going to talk about some best practices when it comes to video and how it can really impact your business. Video, converting intent into action with video. Let's talk about, and specifically when it comes to YouTube, it's tons of people consuming astronomical amounts of content. This will be kind of fun because the numbers really here are so staggering. But who would like to venture a guess on how many hours of video are uploaded every single second on to the YouTube platform? Anybody want to shoot out a number? Nobody yell at one time though, because it gets really annoying when we can't hear everybody. I can't see the chat either. So Jess, if you're monitoring, 100,000 hours of video. That's a big number, but.
Oh, every second. I'm sorry.
Every second. Right. 100,000 hours every second. That's a little high, okay. But that is definitely,
all right. I won't say that
won't get there someday.
How about 1,000 every second?
1,000, close, 400 okay. hours. But if you consider like every single second of every single day, over 400 hours of video are being uploaded to YouTube. That is just staggering, right? There are literally 1.9 billion people watching a total of over a billion hours a day of content just on YouTube. And when you consider YouTube as just one platform, not to mention Facebook Live, not to mention Reels on Instagram, and all of the different places that video can be consumed.
Over half a million a day.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's like, oh my gosh. The average viewer watches an hour a day on mobile. And 60% of views worldwide occur on a mobile device. We've talked over and over again over these last 12 weeks about how big a piece of our lives our phones are. That number continues to increase on mobile. So on an average day, in the U.S., adults 18 to 49 years old spend more time on YouTube than any other TV network. So when it comes to considering, platforms to advertise on, obviously, we've talked about Google being very intent-driven and a wonderful source to drive traffic and to drive consumers to our business. But YouTube really needs to be in the conversation when it comes to whether or not we're going to use it as a tool to drive traffic, to drive new customers to our business. And Jess, I got rid of, I don't no longer see the video feed either since I'm not in my office today. I don't have multiple screens, and so you're going to have to help me see people raise their hands and talk in the chat. Is that cool?
I got you.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit. There's basically four video types different types of video that we would see and use throughout our sales funnel, right? Those four video types are awareness videos that grow awareness, that pique interest into your companies, help drive decisions, right? And action, and then videos that require or drive people to take action. those, you know, awareness videos help to attract customers through, you know, how-to or explainer videos. Webinars are a great source of building awareness, sales videos, behind the scenes videos, those types of things. Education videos, again, I mean, it seems like how-to videos how-to is probably the number one searched term when it comes to, especially on YouTube, how do you do something? I know personally, I'm constantly looking on YouTube and typing how to do something. I do a lot of, I'm an aspiring pit master. Someday I hope to become a full-on pit master. But I am always looking at YouTube to how to get new ideas and new ways to smoke and to cook awesome meat. But regardless, so how-to is a big driver when it comes to videos, explainers, webinars, things to talk about company culture. When we're talking about, you know, how do we get people to make decisions, product demos. Product demos can be huge, especially in the service-based industry, demoing, you know, the service that you provide with befores and afters, and what does the product look like, you know, or, you know, after you're done. And then what can you do to retain those customers and drive them to action? So when it comes to YouTube, you can reach the beautiful thing about YouTube is the many different audiences that you can reach on YouTube. You can reach audiences on YouTube that just searched on Google for the product or service that you offer. You know, more than 55% of people search for a product on Google and then learn more about it by going to YouTube before they buy it. And it's amazing that, you know, aside from even going to YouTube, somewhere else they would, you know, after that they search on Google, then amazingly, because of the audiences that can be set up through marketing campaigns, those video ads start to show to them as well too, so that it will drive them to gain more information. 55% is a large number when it comes to, you know, if you're thinking about, you know, someone sees you, your ad, or they see your listing on Google, being able to re-engage them through video content on YouTube. If 55% of the time they're doing that, that is a great opportunity for you to tell people about your business, teach them about what it is that you sell or you service, and drive them to action. And then expand to new audiences powered by the different types of signals, again, through all of the different Google properties on what those customers, what type of customers they can be. There are basically four different types of audiences in YouTube advertising: custom intent audiences, in-market audiences, life event audiences, and affinity audiences. And these are super interesting because, like, for example, custom intent audiences, these reach audiences on YouTube who have recently searched for your keywords on Google, and they have a 30% higher conversion rate. Google measures and YouTube measures in the intent of that user and shows them those ads. The in-market audiences are people who are actively searching for the goods and services that you provide. who are intending to buy products. So even if they're thinking of buying products from you or your competitor, you can reach your mark. You reach those customers through in-market audiences, or perhaps people are preparing for going through some major life event milestones, like getting married, moving, graduating college. I'm in Utah this week for my oldest son's wedding. He's getting married in a couple of days, and we have been for the last 5-6 months been preparing for this wedding, and my wife has, I can't tell you how many hours she has spent, even though we're the parents of the groom, how much we have been on the internet and have been affected by life event audio, you know, campaigns through YouTube. And then affinity audiences allow us to reach frequent big, you know, grocery, big box, department, convenience store, frequent restaurant goers, and more. So we literally, through YouTube marketing and YouTube ads, we can really narrow in and reach the audiences who are the potential customers of your businesses. All right, here we go. So I'm going to talk just really quickly about YouTube for action, video action campaigns. On YouTube are simple. They are cost-effective way to drive more conversions on and off of YouTube, all in a single automated campaign. Let's talk just a minute about the benefits of campaigns and how they work. Again, the benefits of these campaigns is they'll drive more conversions to your company. When people find you on Google, and they are 55% of the time going to go and check out information on YouTube, it'll definitely drive more conversions. Video improves your campaign performance on search campaigns. It'll drive a better conversion rate, better click-through rate, drive a lower cost per acquisition. And I'll show you some stats on that in just a few minutes. And then it allows you to scale your campaigns very, very easily throughout the ads platform. So how do these video action campaigns work? And they use skippable in-stream and in-feed video ad formats. And it's interesting that if we talk about in-stream versus in-feed, those are two different formats for having your ads show up. Jessica.
Yes.
Take just a second and explain what's the difference between an in-stream and an in-feed video ad format would be.
Yes, so the in-stream videos are the videos that pop up when you're watching a video already. That video that you have to wait for 5 seconds before you can skip it, or a video that you have to watch the entire thing before you get back to the video you were watching. The in-feed video ads are videos that pop up when you search for a topic in a video, and it's in the results page. You'll show up with a little ad symbol while you're scrolling through it. Or at the end of the video you're watching, the recommended videos at the bottom of the screen, in-feed video show up.
Okay, awesome. So thank you, Jess. So the video that you, now keep this in mind, you need to have that, the video you include in the campaign should be at least 10 seconds in length. Remember, they are skippable, so especially after, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about this in a few minutes, but because they're skippable, you want to make sure that they're, you know, super powerful within the first 5 seconds of those videos. You can use call to actions, headlines, and, you know, both short and long headlines in the ad, and also a description in the creative section. So they're super scalable and offer a lot of options. So for example, this kind of give you an idea as you're looking in the as you're building out campaigns, your calls to action, and you want to have solid calls to actions. They have, you know, a maximum of 10 characters. You want to have strong headlines, and you have some limits there. And then, but you can include in there a longer headline as well too, for the in-feed video formats. So a shorter headline for the skippable, the in-stream, and a little bit longer headline for the in-feed videos. You have 70 characters where you can describe. You can put a description of your company, your at your business, the product or service that you're promoting, as well as some creative options. You can add site link extensions, form extensions, product feeds from your merchant center as well too. So all of those are in that skippable in-stream format. So, oops, sorry. And then that the beautiful part about creative is you could really can just change the overall appearance of the ad. You'll want to measure and and have different options available. You're running and test those different ads as well too. The also though it is important to note that these formats are only available on mobile devices as well too. All right, and then we touched briefly on this just a second ago, but location extensions for videos on YouTube, especially because Google is such a very location specific platform, you can promote physical store with location, your physical location through the YouTube ad as well too. It integrates with your Google Maps so that you can see here with this example of Wendy's on the side there, right? You get because it integrates with Maps for people to get directions. They can quickly and easily call your business. They can see your store hours, read the reviews, go to your website, you know, but again, like I said before, these are only location extensions are available only on a mobile device. So anyway, a great format to help drive your local business as well. So video can amplify your search ads. So this is a huge, just to kind of talk about the benefit and how it will drive growth to your business. People who run YouTube video ads in addition to or in connection with their search ads see an over 8% higher search conversion volume. So that's 8% is a big number when it comes to search volume, right? If you can increase your search volume, search conversion by 8%, especially through ads that are extremely inexpensive to run, that you're simply just going to drive more more conversions, more customers to your business. Over 3% conversion rate and a lower cost per acquisition cost. That in and of itself is huge. Always trying to drive higher conversions and lower the cost it costs to acquire that new lead, right? And so in my opinion, YouTube videos is just a simple no-brainer. If you can run Google or YouTube ads and still lower the cost that it takes to acquire a new customer, makes you wonder why, makes you question, why am I not running YouTube ads? Because they simply just do more and drive more work to your business. All right. So, and then some more questions about how does video help your SEO rankings? And, you know, obviously YouTube is a separate platform from Google search, but we know there is a connection between YouTube and Google search. And how that connection works, first, we know that when Google shows a video thumbnail next to your search results, which it does about 20% of the time. So it doesn't do it, it doesn't do it all of the time. And you know, the Google algorithm decides from your customers and their intent and a number of different factors decides when those should show up. But users are more likely to click that listing when those video snippets are shown or those video thumbnails are shown. Here's the challenge that I have found is that even though that Google doesn't show those video thumbnails as much, especially from a service-based business perspective, simply because, at least it's been my experience, is that so few service businesses take advantage of YouTube marketing. Even in all the number of clients that we service and that we work with, only just a small percentage of them run YouTube ads, and you know, there's a number of reasons for that. Most of the time, I'd say the number one driving factor as to why businesses don't run YouTube ads is they don't take the time, or they don't have the creative, they don't have the video assets, they haven't taken the time to create something that they feel is ad worthy. But for the companies that do see the benefit and do see how important video is, and they start running those ads, they obviously, they're more likely to show up in search results opposed to their customers or their competitors who are not taking advantage of YouTube ads. So if you think about just, a regular Google search, you're more than likely going to click on something that has a thumbnail on it than you are just a, basic text. All right, let's talk about, I don't even know, how are we doing on time? Okay, we're doing great. So we'll even have some time for questions as well. So let's talk about best practices for video when you're considering running, creating YouTube video campaigns and running video ads. Let's talk about some best practices when it comes to creating those. Think of, first of all, the three C's of video. They we're using them to drive conversation, create connections, and convert more people, drive more conversions. So we can drive conversations by encouraging viewers to comment on the video and to leave messages. We connect with them by turning them into subscribers potentially, and then turn those customers, those viewers, into customers. So think about, as you're building these campaigns, what questions would you like to ask your audience? What type of questions would engage them to start a conversation, encourage them to subscribe, or ultimately to purchase your product? And then what web page will you send them to learn more about your services? Couple of guidelines when it comes to driving action on YouTube videos. Talked briefly about this, but make sure that you have a clear and concise, powerful call to action. Be very direct on what people should do to take the action. The cool thing is that those action ads will overlay that clickable call to action button over the top of the video, over your ad. But then you should also, I'm just a firm believer that your people are more likely to do what you want them to do when you tell them what it is you want them to do. And so repeat it in your voiceover, through graphics, through subtitles, but put that call to action on your ads. Now, this next one is huge, because again, you've all engaged with video ads. They are skippable, right? And so you've got to win the first 5 seconds. There's a huge marketing win that you could take advantage of right here. If you can get your message right in that first 5 seconds, your advertising budget will literally move to zero, because YouTube doesn't charge you for the first 5 seconds. So if your ad gets skipped, you don't get charged right after that first 5 seconds. So if you can win the first 5 seconds, then your cost per conversion will virtually be eliminated. So earn their attention up front, whether it's by being entertaining, introducing them a problem, or showing them an offer, and don't make them wait for the good stuff. I remember a Geico took advantage of this one tip right here and got millions of dollars of advertising for literally nothing. They ran an ad a number of years ago that basically said, before you even have time to skip, you can save 15% on car insurance. And the ad was over. And all these people saw it before they could even skip, and Geico paid nothing for those ads. So find a way to get your message across in those first 5 seconds. Make them short, sweet, and fast. We talked a few weeks ago about the attention span that your viewers have, that humans have, that it's really close to the same attention span of a goldfish. So make your ads fast-paced, leave them wanting more. And you know, in that first 5 seconds, especially if you've got you've got great information that you want to give them enough information in that 5 seconds to make them want to get more information. But then consider cutting your ads, and consider always look at, you know, if I got a 30 second ad, how can I make that ad 20 seconds? And then once I've got a great 20 second ad, can I cut a few more seconds off of it? And just make those ads powerful. And then again, make it mobile friendly, because again, most of the views you're going to see are on mobile, as well as a lot of the benefits you can get from mobile ads just aren't included in desktop view as well too. So a couple of creative guidelines. Then obviously you're going to have thumbnails for your ads. Here's a couple of other tips just when it comes to making your thumbnails engaging. Make the picture relevant to the content. Align all of your text to the left. Make the text large enough to be read from a foot away. Use bright colors to grab people's attention. If you're using, you know, you're presenting something, if it's a webinar, if it's a training class, if it's, you know, whatever it is, if it's a how-to video, use the presenter in the thumbnail image, and then limit your thumbnail to one to three key elements, so that it's not too busy, right? You always want to make sure that, you know, you don't overwhelm people with content. They want to, you want to bring them in and encourage them to click on your ad. And then, especially when it comes to YouTube, this is super important when it comes to not just your ads, but also the searchability and the SEO part of your ads. Don't forget the technical side of uploading and creating those videos. You know, when you upload a video to YouTube or Facebook, don't forget to enter the information about it on the back end. So when you're uploading it, you want to include a really great video title, specific, you know, and obviously think about the title and description being relevant to your, to what the video is about, relevant to your company, relevant to search, because obviously that's how people are going to find you, is going to be built on that title and that description. And don't forget to use different tags and or hashtags when it's available. That video description on YouTube is a critical part of search and how your ads are being found. And then just as we start to wrap some things up, and here's a couple, you know, I've talked a lot about YouTube. That's been the flux of this conversation. But as you think there's tons of different ways that you can incorporate video. If you're using social media, Facebook Live is a major part of Facebook now. There's, you know, different tons of ways to use video. These are just some interesting statistics about Facebook Live. People are more engaged with live video from a brand than they are through their social posts. So consider when you're on Facebook, that, you know, especially from a brand perspective, consider going live and talking to your customers directly. 45% of live video viewers are willing to pay for exclusive live video content. Facebook Live got just 330% more searches over a year. This is, I don't know how that this doesn't apply to Facebook Live, but especially if you're using videos in your emails, your click-through rate. And if you do any kind of email marketing, you know how hard it is to get a great click-through rate. Consider using video in your emails and using videos in the subject line and see what that does to your click-through rate. 90% of all users find video useful when they're trying to decide on when and what product or service to purchase. U.S. adults spend around 6 hours a day watching video. Man, when do people have time to watch 6 hours a day? But they do. And then 81.2% of businesses use Facebook to post video content. And this that 2020 strategy obviously has come and gone, but Facebook Live is a huge part of social media.